preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can.
Well, this is Paul Fromm here for the Trump phenomenon. I think we're waiting for our chief host, James Kelso, who is attending the American Renaissance Conference in just outside Nashville, Tennessee. I hope he'll be joining us to give us an early report on what's happening. The American Renaissance is it used to be every other year. Now it's every year. It's a gathering of white nationalists and patriots organized by Jared Taylor. An American Renaissance is dedicated to what he calls, and I think many of us believe in, and that's race realism. Race is a factor, it's an important factor, and so much of what is mentioned about race is just plain nonsense, and that's why we really do need race realism and race honesty. And over the years, Jerod Taylor has attracted all sorts of really great speakers, some of the best thinkers of our movement. The late Sam Francis, for instance, was a regular feature in Stalwart. Another one of the great thinkers of our movement is Atlanta lawyer Sam Dixon, and he has closed every American Renaissance conference. He always provides the Sunday morning wrap-up remarks and kind of the State of the Union. And I remember a few years ago, Sam made what for many people seemed like an about-face. Sam had often described himself, as had we, who grew up in the 60s and 70s and 80s and so on, as, among other things, conservatives. And Sam delivered a really incisive talk in which he said why I am not a conservative. And it was one of those talks that really brought you up short. You know, you thought, well, you know, I've heard something that's really challenging and impressive. Not exactly what I might have thought. It's one of those talks that made me change my opinion. I don't very often. I don't mean to say I'm stubborn, but I've thought out most of my opinions and I would think adjusted them and so on with changing times. But this one really surprised me. And I'll tell you what Sam said. He said, a conservative means to want to preserve the present order, to preserve the best of the present order. It stresses historical continuity, whereas the radical or the liberal wants to blow up the present order and create a new utopia or something new. And Sam said, I cannot support this present order. Do I want to conserve an order that has massive third world immigration by design? It didn't just happen. And no, it's not primarily the third worlders who are engineering. It's our own treacherous ruling class, our own cultural Marxist elites of both parties. He said, "Do I want to conserve an order where my people will be replaced by policy, probably by about 2040 or 2041?" Before halfway through this current century, do I want to preserve an order which coddles minorities, tells minorities a crock of lies, always to the detriment of the European founding settler people of the United States and of North America? Do we want to preserve an order that has affirmative action, which is legislated permission to discriminate against white people? We have seen several generations going back to 1965. Generations every 20 years. We're talking about three generations of white people whose economic prospects have been blighted. Young, deserving whites who didn't get into college because, well, there was no place for them. They were looking for more Negroes this year, or people who didn't get that job because, well, we have to make the office look more diverse. We're looking for a black, a lesbian, a cripple, young white man or woman. You're not, just not what we're looking for this year. So, Samson, wanting to preserve that, to conserve that? No. He said the current political order, this speech was a few years ago, but now I think we call it the swamp. The swamp is pathologically against our people. It's pathologically promoting the interests of others, minorities, and very often led by the white-hating Zionist lobby that controls so much of the mass media and so much of the slush money that has corrupted Washington. He says, do I want to preserve that? Do I want to preserve an order where my country goes all over the world acting as the world's policeman. Well, actually, not even the world's policeman. It's the policeman, certainly in the Middle East, for Israel. Do I want to conserve that? I believe in a military, and I believe in a military that defends my country. I don't believe in a military that goes around beating up on other people and making war. The invasion of Iraq, for instance, twice. Remember the last time in 2003? We were, American people were lied to. The world was lied to. The United Nations Security Council was lied to. Remember, weapons of mass destruction. Old Saddam Hussein, he had those. Apparently a nuclear, chemical, biological. After the American army stormed into Iraq, nothing was found. So indeed, Sam said, "What I deserve that." Yes.
Paul, this is Kelso. Pardon me for interrupting, folks. It's just the urgency is that in a kind of miraculous connection here, I'm at the American Renaissance Conference. And my question to you, Paul, is can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. And I was just going over some of the things that have gone on at the American Renaissance Conference, particularly an outstanding speech given by Sam Dixon some years ago explaining why he is no longer a conservative. And I found it so interesting and thought-provoking. I, in the end, joined him, feeling I no longer describe myself as a conservative. And I was just going over some of the things he'd said.
Well, Sam is right here. He's only a few feet away. I'm off in a corner here where there's a roar, folks, in the background. And Paul, let me know if my sound gets bad or you can't understand me, let me know. An engineer just break in. But I've got my laptop set up here, and I'm talking right into it, and I hear you guys just fine. Here's the setup.
You're coming through loud and clear.
Okay, I'm at Montgomery Bell State Park in just west of Nashville, Tennessee, at the American Renaissance Conference. I don't know the attendance. It's packed. The maximum capacity here is 300, so it's surely over 200 are here. And maybe it is 300. I'll know tomorrow morning. And in fact, there'll be more people arriving tomorrow. This is the Friday night crowd, which is not the full crowd. Jared just concluded his greeting to the crowd, which is all we do on the Friday night. And then the next thing we do is we just say hi to everybody, all the old friends. I just said hi to James Edwards and Mrs. Edwards. And that was wonderful, and was able to we talked about the fact that James Edwards will be right here at Montgomery Bell on June 15th, 16th, and 17th for the American Freedom Party and Council of Conservative Citizens Conference right here, same format. James Edwards will be one of our headliners, and he's right here this weekend. So I'll be attending this event tonight, all day tomorrow. I'll have a table in which I'm promoting. I have a banner promoting the Republic Broadcasting Network, big, giant vinyl banner. John will be happy about that, John Stadtmiller, and promoting our broadcasting on RBN. Also, I'll be promoting our upcoming event in June. I'll be promoting the American Freedom Party, the Council of Conservative Citizens. But I rented a table, and I've got you'll like this, Paul. One of the listeners mailed me a Donald Trump bobblehead.
Oh, good.
And I've got that on the table. And a listener also mailed me a Donald Trump chia pet. And I've got the Donald Trump chia pet. Do you know what a chia pet is, Paul?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, maybe it hasn't gotten to Canada yet. It's a thing, it's a sculpture or an object with little chia seeds embedded in the hair, and you water it, and you grow green hair.
Oh, really?
You grow,
although I don't think
you
that's made it to Canada yet.
Well, yeah, it's... That's a goofy American thing. But anyway, we've got our chia pet, we've got our bobblehead, and I'll be here all day tomorrow promoting RBN, promoting our show, promoting you folks. And then on Sunday, I'll be here for the conclusion of the event, and then I'll fly back to North Dakota on Sunday. Now, we don't have a show tomorrow, so no difficulty there for me. On Sunday, of course, we do have a two-hour show here, the Trump Phenomenon and the American Freedom Party Report. I can't promise you now how much of that show I'll be able to do live. I'll be doing it from the airport in Nashville. I think that's safe to say. So I'll be able to connect, though, I think, just as I've connected here. I can't believe it, folks. I just threw this computer down on the table and hooked it up and got on the internet. We're way out in the country, way out in the weeds. Well, not way out, but far enough that the internet connection is not the greatest. And, well, it
worked. You're coming across loud and clear.
Well, wonderful. So let me just give you some of the atmosphere. This is such an elegant event, folks, and it does something for our cause. Let me start at the beginning when I drove in. How good is the security here? My gosh, there was more security here than has ever been in any White Patriot event ever. These are incredible. They are Tennessee Rangers in battle gear, or in full gear, and they are nobody gets in unless they get past them. So it is absolutely serene. With these people here, Paul, I can guarantee you that I think there will be no demonstrators, or if there are, they will be in a little cage or something. So the security is wonderful. If you can get out to this event, you can drive. If you live within a couple hundred miles of here, you could drive out, check it out. Well, you can't check it out on the American Renaissance website because it's gone dark. I think probably because Jared has sold out the event. I haven't had a chance to ask Jared. I'll ask him as soon as we conclude this broadcast whether the event has actually sold out. But you'll be hearing a lot about this event. So let me go to the atmospherics, or what the experience is like. Coming in, incredibly good security. We have the entire hotel, as we will for the American Freedom Party event. If you missed this one, you can come to ours and experience this this new experience in our cause. Then the attendees, we are all wearing a jacket and tie, and the women are dressed in very nice clothes. And so the crowd, Paul, it looks just high class, just wonderful. And the image that we convey is the one we've been wanting to convey for decades. This is the image of white patriotism. And this is the way to sell white patriotism, to grow it, to propagate our message out among average Joe and Jane white folks. When they see a crowd like this and hear the kind of speeches they're going to hear tomorrow, these will all go up on the internet, they are going to be mightily impressed. And this was sorely needed, Paul, because we've had a whole string of events that were disrupted, canceled, scuffles broke out, and people are suing each other, and that all of that is... That actually serves the purposes of our foes, because it makes our events ones that people don't want to come to. That's their goal. So, hallelujah for the state of Tennessee, for the government of Tennessee, for the state park system, the Rangers. And they have right on their uniforms, it says Ranger. And I said to one of them as they were checking my suitcase. I mean, it's very, very thorough. I can't tell you all the, I can't even tell you all the security is so thorough. But there's no way somebody who doesn't belong here is going to get into this building. Isn't that great, Paul?
Yeah, that's really good. That is much more extensive than the last time I was at an AMRAN about 3 years ago.
There's nothing informal about it at all. They have layer after layer of security. So you drive in your car, you drive through the first layer of security, they check you out. You drive through a second layer, they check you out, and then we've all got name badges. And one of the advantages, this is why we'll ask the gentlemen to wear a jacket and a tie at our event in June, and the ladies to come in, something nice, not dressed up, but something nice, which it's not hard to convince the ladies to do that. Harder to convince the men. Because it's a uniform, and the police, the Rangers, the troopers, they recognize that. So when I drove in my I splurged on a nice jacket and a nice tie, they instantly recognized, hey, that guy's not a goofball. He's a solid American citizen.
Yes.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky.
And I ask your forbearance on if there's any flaw in the audio in tonight's show. Understand, I'm broadcasting from outside of a hall where everybody's talking all at the same time.
There's no background noise at all, James.
Wow, it's amazing because it's deafening right here. And the what it is, folks, it's as many as 300 patriots just talking up a storm. We all look great. And the I'm connected by a computer here that I just slapped it on the table, plugged it in. Got the connection to the hotel connection here, and the engineers in Austin at the Republic Broadcasting Network, these miracle workers, these geniuses, they've got this thing connected. If my audio deteriorates and, you know, whatever, then Paul can take over, or the engineers can always stick in a rebroadcast. But one of the great things about this show, folks, is I think I've missed one show. In all these years, I think I missed one show. And I'm not sure I missed the whole thing. But I love it. I love showing up and being here all the time for you, no matter what, come rain or shine. And I'll endeavor to do the same on Sunday. I'll be in transit. I'll be, you know, flying. And so I'm constrained by what the airport does here in Nashville. But I'll endeavor to get a show out to you. And the but this is such an encouraging event. I know I've got the news up in front of me here, and there's good news. I see there's good news here. I've been traveling all day, so I haven't had a chance to check in on what's going on. I see this headline: Donald Trump celebrates the end of the House Intelligence Investigation. We should get on with our lives. And the I see here that our new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, says Trump is unlikely to stay in the Iran deal. Here's another headline: wages rise at the strongest pace in nearly a decade. This is all good news. Let's see here. Lindsey Graham, get this. Lindsey Graham, this horrible person, even he says Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize if North Korea ends its nuclear program. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that stick a rag?
In all the chatter and commentary up here in Canada about the potential peace deal with North Korea, and I think we're being a bit premature, but there certainly was a good meeting between the president of North and South Korea, and there will be a meeting later this year with Donald Trump. I think the credit that's largely not being given, at least by the media I watch up here, which is, of course, the poisonous CNN and our own Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. But Donald Trump, by being tough and standing up to Little Rocket Man and basically reading him the Riot Act, you will not get away with the scheming you've done before or the broken deals. And I heard Trump today saying that he believes this time North Korea is serious. And that's in large measure due to the change of tone brought about by Donald Trump.
Yes. And it's more despicable what they've done, because when Donald Trump was talking tough with Little Rocket Man, the media said, you're threatening World War III. This is brinksmanship. This is careless. This is reckless. That was their charge then. Now when he is complimented Little Rocket Man on coming around and sounding reasonable and sounding like a human being, now, you're an appeaser.
It's unbelievable, the chutzpah.
You're cavorting with a mass killer. Of course, Donald Trump identified him as a mass killer very clearly in speeches before the entire, at the State of the Union address, in front of the United Nations. But hypocrisy is thy middle name, liberalism. And so the facts don't matter. That should be one of the mottos of these networks. The facts don't matter, and they don't get in their way. They have an ideology, and they will lie and cheat and defame in order to pursue their ideology. So this is wonderful. Even Lindsey Graham saying he should get a Nobel Prize. And you're right, Paul. Of course, celebration is premature because anything could happen here. But something that we can – there you can – put a notch on Donald Trump's belt for this. He has achieved this. The fact that the dictator of North Korea actually met with and talked with the president of South Korea, and that he is conversing through channels with the president of the United States in a reasonable way, this is itself, folks, a tremendous relief to the entire world, because it takes some of the cloud off of our shoulders that a madman is about to launch us into a world conflagration. The fact that the man is talking with his counterpart in South Korea, talking with Donald Trump, that means the temperature has come down. That means the crazy factor has been reduced. And it also means, I think, that Donald Trump's effort to do the right thing, to use the leverage of the Red Chinese, who really run, they run North Korea, he used the Red Chinese leverage, and I think it's working. We got a break here, and we'll be right back right after. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks. And we are honored. This is James Kelso, and this is the Trump phenomenon. Boy, what a luck out here. I went and dragged the voice of the South, the Tennessee kid himself. James Edwards is sitting right in front of my computer with his lovely wife. And he is going to just, he is such a busy man. Everybody here wants to talk to him. He will be speaking to you at our American Freedom Party and Council of Conservative Citizens Love Fest that we're going to have here June 15, 16, and 17, right here at Montgomery Bell. So here he is, James Edwards himself, the most sought-after speaker in America.
I wish that were true, Jamie. I'd be making a lot more money. But I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is great to be here at the American Renaissance Conference. That's for starters. But it is especially good to be here with Jamie Kelso at the American Renaissance Conference. If people don't know the history, well, I guess if you're a listener of this program, you know a little bit about Jamie and his history. But he is a fantastic guy. My association and history with Jamie goes all the way back to 2004. And Jamie really had a hand in us getting a start on the radio. I was cutting my teeth, as it were, in the early years of my activism back in Well, it goes back to, I guess, my work for Pat Buchanan in 2000 and then running for state office right here in Tennessee, running for the House of Representatives in 2002, which I parlayed into a talk radio program, which began in 2004. And it was in 2004 that I met Jamie Kelso, your dedicated host. And he put me on the podium at that conference in New Orleans. And I met a lot of people in that room, your host included, that played an incredible role in my development as an activist and as an advocate for our people and for our cause. And so I went on to Jamie, and I remember that. I remember it was 14 years ago. 14 years ago. It was right when I started the show. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was before I started the show, because I started my radio program, The Political Cesspool. And if you need more great radio, now I'm sure Jamie covers it all, but if you need more great radio, thepoliticalcesspool.org, I would tell you, thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Because we don't broadcast.
We're on Saturday night, so there's no competition. This audience is open on Saturday night, and we're going to be broadcasting live from American Renaissance tomorrow, so more of the same. Thepoliticalcesspool.org every Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m., but before I was up to the political cesspool, I was just an also-ran candidate who lost his bid for office. I had previously worked for Pat Buchanan, but I didn't have too many bona fides to my portfolio. But I did get invited down to that particular conference in New Orleans in 2004. And time was getting a little tight. Time was getting a little tight on the program, and I didn't know if I was going to be squeezed in. And Jamie actually pushed me through. And I got up on the stage, and it went well, and I met a lot of people there who are still friends of mine today. A lot of them are here at this conference, Jamie. You know them. And I made lifelong friendships and relationships.
I forgot that.
Jamie had a role in me getting on there, sort of at the even Jamie, you said I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, you were a tremendous hit there, James, at that conference. Paul Brown here.
Hey, I know this voice. You didn't tell me Paul was on the line too, Jamie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. Hey, Paul. Yes, absolutely. Of course, Paul was there. Now, Paul was already a celebrity and a big star by the time I was there. But you said the I don't know if it was the enthusiasm or the excitement or something. The energy of this conference, it's on the downslope. We're going to try to rush you in real quick. Anyway, but that's where it all started for me. In a lot of ways, that's where it started. I met Sam Dixon there. Of course, I met you, Jamie, for the first time. I met Paul Fromm, so many others. And that was a great, and then I started my show about 6 months later, and then I spoke again in 2005, and by then I had a little bit more of a reputation, and of course by now it's all history. But no, I mean, so Jamie Kelso has had a big role in my evolution as an advocate, and I'm so excited that Paul Fromm, of course, was a guest on my show just a few weeks ago, and Paul, we got to do it again soon. We had a lot of fun that night.
Yeah, we did.
I wish you were here, brother. I wish you could.
I wish I was too, and I hope to see you in June.
Yes, yes, yes. If you go to Mexico, they let you in, no problem.
That's right. I'm trying to get a good tan so I can swim across the Rio Grande.
You should do that, and I hope I get to see you in June. We're looking forward to that. That's right before my birthday. As a matter of fact, I'm leaving straight from here on a birthday trip to Florida.
How old are you going to be?
I'll be 38. I was 23 when we all met, if you can believe it.
Young.
I was 23 in May of 2004. I was about to turn 24. I turned 24 in June of that year. Yes, I've grown up with you guys. I've grown up with Jamie Kelso and Paul Fromm and Sam Dixon and Jared Taylor and all of these others that you know so well. And it's been a wonderful life. It's been a wonderful experience. My life has been enriched by having been associated with these fine men and having sacrificed for a cause greater than myself. I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. I might not have more money than I would have had if I had gone a different route, but my life's been a lot more fulfilling and a lot more meaningful, that's for sure. Well, anyway, so I'll toss it back over to Jamie. Really an honor to be on RBN tonight and to be on Jamie's show, and especially to talk to you, Paul. That was a pleasant surprise. Jamie didn't tell me in advance that I'd have your ear tonight. But we'll talk to you again soon, and I'll talk to everybody, I guess, in June when we come to the conference. And Really, really good to be sitting here next to Jamie. Dunn. He's an old friend.
Folks, I would listen. If you've got James Edwards on here, you don't need me.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
You're pretty special.
There are 300 people in the other room. Or, you know, a lot of people, hundreds, who want to talk to James Edwards and his beautiful wife.
My wife is beautiful. that much is the truth.
And so I don't want to take James away from that crowd. They're right next door to us here, and he was so gracious as to give us giving us about 20 minutes of your time or more.
No.
James, and
I'm not gracious at all, Jamie. It was an honor and it was a privilege, and I love you and I love Paul and I love the RBN audience, and we've had some history there. And
isn't it fun to grow old together?
It is.
Yeah.
Especially the way you grow old, Jamie, because you look better now than you did 14 years ago. I've got pictures of us together. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
we could.
Cooler
as they get.
Men look better with age. Yeah. Some women do, like my wife, but not all.
And folks, we're such a James shows how a man can be good. Really clean shaven, and I show how I make try to look for something. I have a mop of hair you wouldn't believe.
Hey, you look good.
Yeah.
Everybody likes
the wild look.
Hey,
the
James isn't able to grow hair. He's bald.
Yeah, I wish I could grow a hair head of hair like that. I was bald in 04.
Oh, wow. This is really something. James, thank you so much. Really, just this one encounter right here. It's worth the whole flight.
I don't know. You came a long way. We drove 2 hours from Memphis.
It was so good to see you.
You flew from the New Netherlands, New Sweden.
Yeah.
But you remember Jamie?
Yes, I do. I'm.
And of course, we were all together for that fateful meeting in Memphis in 2008. Yes. Now that's a story to tell. Yeah, if we haven't told that recently, that would be a good one.
Yeah. The stories we have.
We do have stories.
Part of the fun of being in the Patriot Movement, this is something I want to convey to you. It's fun, folks. It is really fun to be a patriot, and it's the best thing you can do. It's better than any other choice you have in life, and James embodies it, and his family embody it. And you know, one of the things that you are, James, for our movement, you are a model of how to be a patriot, how wonderful it is. You've modeled that. And you're going to grow old. Someday you'll look like me.
I hope I'm that handsome at that age.
Me too.
And I'll be looking down on you. My goodness, James, what a life you've led.
Well, you too. I can say the same thing to you.
And you were like a high school teenager.
That's right. No, I mean, very nearly.
To be around sweet, kind, honest people is just such a rare treat.
Yeah.
So.
And normal people. I mean, this is something people have. I mean, I met my wife when she was 15, straight up, 15 years old in church, and now we have two wonderful kids, an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old.
We've been blessed.
The people that we've met through this activism, through this cause, are the greatest people we've ever met in life.
Absolutely.
I mean, Sam Dixon, and you could go on and naming them. Paul Fromm, Jamie Kelso. Wonderful life. It's been a wonderful life.
What you've done is the family. And folks, I was inspired by James to start a family in my 60s. Are you ready for that?
Oh, my.
I was inspired partly by you.
That makes me tear up.
Look, she's really going to cry now.
And I've got two little kids just like James and his wife.
Look at her.
And we're exchanging pictures. Oh, my gosh, she's crying.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Jamie, I love you.
Yeah,
Paul, I love you, brother.
Yeah, you have a great conference.
We will, and we'll talk to you again soon, and hope I see you again soon, and I'll give you an email. We're getting out of Confederate History Month now on the show, so we'll get you back on the show. Let's try in May. We'll have a good time doing it.
Well, that'd be really good. You all have a great conference.
We will. It would be better if you were here, but maybe next time, and I hope I see you in June, and I'm going to toss the headset over to Jamie, so sit tight, everybody, and here he comes. The host with the most. Here's Jamie Kelso. Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah. I'll talk to you in a minute.
I'm the voice of the least visited state in America. I don't know if there's a connection. Wow. What, folks, this is just a real treat, and we got to let the Edwards go back to the crowd there. Thanks. Oh, I'm so sorry you're going back home. I'm so sorry.
I wish I could stay. Yeah.
All right. See you in June, buddy.
Okay.
Well, folks, that was something. Did we go right over a break? I think we did. But that was worth it. That was rare radio, folks. Hey, Paul?
That was really good.
Yeah, that was good. Now, let's see. We can't take calls tonight, folks. We just don't have the facility to do it. The audio problems are too great. So let's just take a look at, let's see. What can I tell you? I'm going to review a little bit for you the event that we have coming up, because I want you to be here. I want you to have this experience. And I'm not kidding. When I just told James's wife started crying when I said that his beautiful family inspired me in my 60s. I started a family. Can you believe that? And now I've got a beautiful 12-year-old daughter and a beautiful 6-year-old son in kindergarten. There is nothing like kindergarten. My gosh. And if that's one thing we can do in our cause is, we Patriot folks, is we can inspire others. You know, do that. Go for it. Don't hesitate to start a family. Don't let any of the hard times that we have or the difficulties deter you from this most glorious thing. And if we can convey that, if we can convey that being a patriot is something that works, that is very, very spiritually rewarding, and it's not something. It's not something scary. It's not something that you need to avoid. We're here right now. The authorities of Tennessee are our security team. Right now is the armed might of the state of Tennessee. Now that's the way it should be, and that's the way it is here tonight in Tennessee. And where we're doing our part in that arrangement, in that relationship, we are embodying the things that these law enforcement officers, they take an oath to protect the Constitution, for example. And I think Paul's reading a copy of the Constitution right now, or I can hear it crinkling. But and when we show up looking and sounding as we do here, they realize we are, as James so rightly said, we are the normal people. We're not the fringe. The weirdos are the lefties, and the weirdos are the people you see on network television every night. These are truly sick, and the Weinsteins. These are sick people. We're the normal people, and America's past. And this is true of all European nations like Canada and Argentina and Australia. I like including Argentina because people forget Argentina is a white nation. All white nations have this tradition of all these glorious, wonderful things that are characteristic of, that we enjoy. That there's a reason everybody else in the world wants to come here. They all want to live with us. They want to go to our universities, live in our town. Sad to say, they want to date and marry our women. Why? Well, because it's so fun to be a white person. it's such a great thing, and they want to get in on it. And what we say to them is, hey, we love you, but you know, and we want you to be what you are. Leave our universities and our neighborhoods and our ladies alone. All of that is ours. And you build yourself some great universities there in Africa or India, and you build a culture you can be proud of yourself there. And we hope you do. We don't regard it as our obligation to do it for you. We don't need you do that yourself the same way that we did it. How did we do it? By working hard, by working intelligently, by showing character among ourselves. That led to a civilization where great things could be achieved. It got us out of the jungle. So And that's our message, Paul. I mentioned that our conference coming up in June will be a love fest, and I'll talk about it in just a moment. And James and Mrs. Edwards laughed when I said that. But that's really what this is. I mean, we're really feeling love here, and that's the way to go. Now, in June, we will have Dr. Kevin B. McDonald talk about a headliner. We'll have Dr. Thomas Slavsunik, another incredible headliner. Just down the street from us here in Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Professor Emerita of anthropology and psychology, Dr. Virginia Abernethy. We'll have Dr. Adrian Krieg coming up here from Florida, who's written dozens of books. We'll have James Edwards, who just heard. He'll be one of our headliners, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, and really the spark plug of our party, William Daniel Johnson, attorney from Southern California. We will have Earl Holt, the head of the Council of Conservative Citizens. I mean, this is going to be an event for the ages, Paul.
Yeah, this is going to be really good.
And the and I am blessed, folks, to be have been designated as the director of this upcoming event. And it brings back memories. I was the director of the event where James got his start back in 2004. What a memory that is. He was just
that was a wonderful conference, that Euro conference.
Yeah, James was all he had going for him was he was a genius. And from that, he created a great radio career and a great family. Let me see what time it is. We've got one more segment to go. Stay tuned.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, folks. We've got got some good radio going here. We got just one more segment to go. And I just spotted a great story here in front of me on Breitbart, a good one to end with. We talked about a new candidate for Congress in Ohio's 16th district, Christina Hagan, H-A-G-A-N. And my goodness, Women for Trump has launched a campaign for her. She's running against an establishment candidate. What's his name? It's Anthony Gonzalez, who just moved to Ohio from San Francisco so he could run for this open seat. A previous candidate had to resign because of a scandal, a previous congressman. So there's a special election coming up. But we want Christina Hagan to win. Now, get this. She's backed by, here's who is backing Christina Hagan. She is backed by the pro-Trump wing of the GOP, the Freedom Caucus, and I can't overemphasize how important the Freedom Caucus is, some 30 of the very best of our U.S. congressmen. Without them, the Trump revolution isn't going to happen, folks. The National Rifle Association, Representative Jim Jordan, also of Ohio, from the northwest corner of Ohio. I think he's my favorite man in government now, and he's my favorite candidate for president in 2024. He's also my favorite candidate for Speaker of the House when this nefarious Paul Ryan finally hangs it up. The sooner the better. Also, Representative Mark Meadows, Republican of North Carolina, one of the great ones now, he's endorsing Christina Hagan. And in an interview with Breitbart, Hagan slammed mass legal and illegal immigration, legal also. And she wants to see the Trump agenda, reducing agenda, enacted. She says, and she points out, we cannot do this. We talked about it in the show last night. The cost of detaining a single illegal in America, I forgot the number, Paul, but I think it's either $47,000 or $43,000 a year.
It's considerably more than many, many American families earn. It's a scandal.
And we have millions of these people who have, you know, insinuated themselves into our country. Folks, we can't afford this. And Hagan makes that point. With $23 trillion in debt, we don't have that kind of money. It doesn't grow on Christmas trees. And we can't afford these people. They're bankrupting our country. They are not an enhancement to our country. They are a pure drag on our economy and on our culture and on our future, most importantly, the survival of our people. So this is great. A good note on which to end this memorable radio broadcast here, in which you got to hear James Edwards live right here from the American Renaissance Conference, which you, in a way, you kind of attended it tonight. And I'll see you all again on Sunday. One way or another, I'm going to get on the radio Sunday. See you then. Hold on.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day.
I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. A revolution.